Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Here's talking about all these things with us this week. You start our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live on June 20th, and I want to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and the rooms are going fast for 4th of July. So make sure you make your reservation now, not only for when we're there June 20th. The show's free. You don't need a ticket. Just come by. But if you want to stay over, make your reservation. And for July 4th weekend, too, just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Paula Scanlon is with us. She's a rock star on the women's rights front. She's also with Early Vote Action in New Jersey. Paula, what's up, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, you were in this thing on social media I saw the other day. It was talking about conservatives who are dating or single or hot conservatives or something or other that I saw. And I said, that was just like Paula Scanlon. And it was Paula Scanlon. So what was that all about, first of all?
Well, I didn't even know that I was being featured. I mean, one of my really good friends, I'll give her a quick shout out, Raquel DeBono. She throws these parties in New York City, and it's not even necessarily about dating. She used to work for stuff, and that is a dating app, but independently now she's throwing these parties. And I was just in attendance, and the New York Post writes some article about these parties, and for some weird reason I'm featured in every photo, and everyone I know is sending this to me, and I didn't even know this was coming out. So all I will say is we have a good time. She's a great friend, and around conservative like-minded people in such a place like New York City, where everyone is a crazy leftist and has blue hair and face piercings.
I also saw there's something about, like, there was like a dating app for people that are conservative, and it was like Make America Hot Again or something like that.
Yeah, so her she's calling the parties Make America Hot Again, so that's sort of her brand. But those friends, and it's, you know, always there to support her. So if anyone wants to go to these parties, I will likely be in attendance, as always, to just, you know, support my friend who's doing something so amazing.
There you go. What are the guys like that go to these things? Are they pretty much alpha guys? Because it seems like the left have all the betas.
Yeah, exactly. We have one post on Twitter, and it was like, oh, I go out with my friend who has a conservative boyfriend. He buys everyone drinks. I go out with my friend who has a liberal boyfriend. He's wearing a dress. Saw that on X the other day. I hit that with a repost. I was like, what? That's it. Completely accurate. And that is exactly how I would describe modern day dating.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it. Lots of chat about over the weekend, more issues of biological dudes competing in women. There was a story of trans athlete A.B. Hernandez, trans athlete, I hate that term, takes girls track and field state championships in California. What's going on here? I mean, I thought the president put out an edict to end all this nonsense, but it clearly seems like the left is doubling down.
I didn't expect anything less. I really see this divide that's happening in the country where we have the southern and conservative states that have figured this out. And we have states like California under Gavin Newsom, where anything goes. And if you're a woman, go beat up the girls, go take their trophies, go take their opportunities. I mean, it's so upsetting, but it's not surprising whatsoever. And that's really where we are in this country. And what we saw before the executive order, we had reached, again, about half the states were willing to sign legislation and say, yeah, the boys and the girls sports, not a good idea. The other half, New York, Connecticut, the two places I'm from originally, they're like, go for it. And same thing in California. I mean, we saw the Maine governor also fight back. I mean, I want to say I'm disappointed and, oh, it's so hurtful, but I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is like the left's hill to die on, I guess. It's just people are not with them on this. I mean, the president said it. It's like a 90-10 issue. It's probably even higher than that. I don't know people that are out there pushing this other than really, I mean, activists on the left. And they're just such few numbers. But these stories get such attention because the effects that it has on the girl, the young woman in the sport. I mean, you lived it. You lived it at Penn. You were a swimmer at Penn. You dealt with this yourself. You dealt with this with Will Gaines. I don't think people understand. I guess they still don't get it that, you know, this is really hard for these women.
Exactly. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is it's not even about that first place trophy or those girls you see on the podium stand. What you need to realize is for him to compete, somebody was bumped out of and someone was denied the opportunity to make finals. Someone was denied the opportunity to compete in the event again. And it's these lower level spots that are really heartbreaking. And the people I saw during the swimming season that were most damaged were not even the girls that had to directly race Thomas. It was the girl who placed 17th in the 500-yard freestyle, the event he won, Reka. Her name's Reka. She was a swimmer at Virginia Tech. She's an amazing girl. She was denied the opportunity to make finals at the NCAA championship because Thomas was competing. 17th place. If she had been 16th, she would have made it in and would have been an All-American, and it would have been a wonderful opportunity for her to compete in that championship final, or the consolation final of the championship, right? But she was denied that opportunity. And those are the stories a lot of people don't see. Yeah. And it's damaging to every girl at that meet, whether she's competing against him or not, because it's distracting, it's embarrassing, and you have to console your teammates when they're now crying because they're robbed of their first place trophy too. It's just hundreds of girls affected by this. One male athlete competing.
I saw that your buddy Riley Gaines, who you, of course, have done so much work with in this area, fighting for women in sports, put a community note on a story how World Boxing is now introducing gender tests for boxers. So, first of all, what is a gender test? How do you go about doing that exactly?
Well, okay, people like AOC want you to believe that a gender test is pulling your pants down in front of a group of men and being violated, because that's what she said on the floor of Congress when she voted no to protecting female sports. Okay. So fact checked AOC real quick here. It involves taking some cells out of your body to test the chromosomes in them, which, spoiler alert, show you your sex. And funny enough, you can actually do it through a cheek swab. So you go into your cheek, put a little thing in there, and you can go and see someone's chromosomes. And I don't even know this from my space in the women's sports. I actually was taught this in my freshman year of high school biology class. They said it's so easy to obtain someone's cells, you can do it from the inside of the cheek because that's where the cells regenerate really fast and all the skin falls off. It's that easy. It's that simple. I learned that when I was 14, and now people are saying, why don't we do this in sports? Great. I would sign up for it. And Riley said it's far less invasive than those bi-weekly COVID tests they made me do at the University of Pennsylvania when some guy in a hazmat suit is sticking a probe up my nose twice a week.
Well, also, too, I mean, you can kind of tell that a guy's a guy just by looking at him? I mean, that's the thing. You really can. So I don't think it's necessary to have to do a test other than to just look at somebody. But this came because what? Did somebody actually like fool the judges and make them believe that they were a girl?
So the situation with these boxers at the Olympics, and I will give it to them, it is a little bit more complex than the standard situation. These athletes were, quote, I hate this term, they were assigned female at birth because they were, because they have a rare development issue that makes it appear as if you are female at birth because you have ambiguous genitalia. Oftentimes these doctors in these less developed countries do not know how to treat these patients or understand what their condition is. And then they just label them at birth as female. And that is my understanding of the situation, is that is what happened in this case. And I feel for this athlete. It's not his fault for that having happened. But oftentimes as they grow older, they start to look more masculine. And in this situation, when he was competing in the Olympics, he looked like a dude. And he was, and it's because he was one, but according to his paperwork, he was assigned female at birth.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Paula Scalin's with me right now, and let's talk about Jersey, because I know that the primary's in 10 days. It's not even 10 days. It's a week from tomorrow, so that's a week. And thank God, you know, that'll be over. Then we'll have the Republican nominee officially. And then it's on to victory in November. New Jersey is the must-win state, and I think we can. I mean, you're with Early Vote Action. You're out there working really hard on this. And the registration numbers have been great for Republicans. And there's a lot of reasons why right now I think Republicans are going our way. And I don't think that this issue should be discounted from that fact. I think people in the suburbs see this issue. But give us the overview of how New Jersey's looking for the general election.
New Jersey's looking really great. I mean, I think, again, people are tired of leadership. Phil Murphy increased taxes, increased spending, made the state unlivable. I think the number one thing I hear is, I want my next door neighbors back because they up and left and moved to a different state under Phil Murphy, and I want them to come home. That is something I hear from people on the ground every day. I mean, people are just tired and fed up of bad leadership. And New Jersey, again, is one of those states where the population, when you talk to these day-to-day people, they're common sense voters. They don't want to pay a ton in taxes. They don't want to be controlled by some of the stuff we just talked about, having men and women's sports. New Jersey still hasn't passed any legislation to ban men from women's sports. And also in a New Jersey prison, men can say that they identify as women and move over to the women's prison. And a guy did that and then got all the female prisoners pregnant in the same prison. Yeah. Because he said he was a woman. I mean, that is what you see in New Jersey, and the people are tired of it, and everyone I'm hearing on the ground is excited. I'm just excited for the primary to be over, and then we'll have a candidate on both sides, and we can see who we have to fight against on the Dems. And I mean, everyone who's running, their records are terrible. They all, you know, don't want to support women sports. They don't care about Lake and Riley. I mean, they have terrible track records, everyone who's running in that race. But I'm excited for us to get our nominee and then push this candidate out and say, you know what, we need good leadership and really get behind and get the people turned out for this Republican.
Yeah. By the way, just for the record, Paula Scanlon, if I were ever sent to prison, I would on day one say I'm a woman, 100%. Just go to a woman's prison. I would do that.
All of my male friends have said the same thing. Exactly.
100%.
Stupid rules allow stupid things to happen. Yeah. Like you get what you deserve for allowing.
It'd be guilty. He'd bang the gavel, and I would just say I'm a woman, and now send me to a woman's prison because there's no way I'm making it in a men's prison. No chance. Just saying.
But that's what you deal with at the top down in New Jersey. It was one of the first states actually that started to become an issue in these stories. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. People are getting pregnant, multiple people from the same dude in a women's prison in New Jersey.
In the old days, it had to be the prison guard who did it. But now it's just a fellow, quote unquote, female inmate. It's just insane. And Murphy's legacy is horrific. But you know what's also horrific is the fact that he's such a freaking clown. Let's play for Paula, shall we? His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, as he made a proclamation for Taylor Swift. Now, Paula, I don't know. This guy is such a freaking doofus. But I think he's a doofus to cover for the fact that he's a tyrant. I think he does that. It's kind of like his game. He goes out there and he's just over the top goofy with the hair and the teeth and the glasses and all of it. Then he comes out and says stupid stuff like this. And then it kind of hides the fact that he's He's a it's a year old, but it's or 2 years old, but it's okay. It's worth reminding people of what he said. He reposted it last week, so take a listen.
In New Jersey, we have a reputation for a great war between Taylor ham and pork roll. Usually, we let you call it what you want, but since we have a superstar coming to town, we know all too well that we should commemorate the occasion. So today, we are declaring the official state sandwich of New Jersey a Taylor Swift ham, egg, and cheese. Welcome to New Jersey, Taylor. We've been waiting for you, and it would have been a cruel summer without you.
I mean, he's such a freaking tool, but can you notice how he says, normally we let you call it what you want? Like, that's his mentality. We let you, you know, and you saw that during COVID with that guy, but, you know, we let you, but now we're not going to let you anymore. And I know that he's trying to be funny and he's not funny, but there's a truth to that about how we let you call it what you want.
He is just such a fool. And honestly, oh, I'm so glad he's leaving and he's not running again. I mean, the people of New Jersey deserve much better than this. And I actually hear, so now, you know, and this is the market we're tapping into right now, is these young kids who were in high school at the time, or even middle school at the time, during COVID. They all saw how bad their high school and middle school experience was. And now they're active voters. And they're not voting for Democrats that allowed that policy because school was miserable. I mean, my cousin went to high school in New Jersey. I saw firsthand what he had to deal with these weird COVID restrictions. And he is now 20 years old and is still complaining to me about how terrible that was.
See?
That's the legacy he's left.
But you know what, Paula? I mean, as young voters go, and the reason why I think so many of them have opened their eyes is because of COVID and because of the censorship and because of the nonsense that they went through. So that's good, because I think a lot of young people, unfortunately, have a tendency to try to or to think that they're Democrats, or, you know, at an earlier age, they're on the left. Something like that comes along and smacks them in the face and says, hey, this is why these people are authoritarians. They will censor you. They'll control you. They'll tell you where you can go and what you have to inject into your body, and it certainly wakes them up. So, all right, when's the next Make America Hot Again party?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my friend, but we'll come on and promote it, and maybe we'll get some special guests. Daniel Penny was actually at the last one, which definitely people were excited to see him. So
yeah,
there's some fun people that pop into these. So definitely don't miss the next one. I'll promote it on my socials when they happen, but I'll let you know too.
Yeah. Well, you don't want old married guys like me there, but maybe there'll be some young single guys in the audience who would in a heartbeat want to go. So let us know. We'll promote it.
Married people are welcome too. It's not all about dating. It's just a good group of people that have common sense views and happen to live in a terrible, as my friend calls it, liberal hellhole of New York City.
Paula Scanlon, follow her on social media at Paula Y. Scanlon. Thanks, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
And you know, Matt, we should ask Paula if they want to come to the Grand Hotel on June 20th and set up an early vote action registration super center there or something like that.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
And maybe she can bring some of her friends, and you never know who's going to be in the audience or working there or whatever. So that could be fun, right?
That would be.
And since both of you have fake girlfriends, maybe you'll want to come and meet a real one for a change, right?
My girlfriend is real.
Mm-hmm.
She's very real.
Very real. Yeah, and you're not back with her because of why?
Well, I'm still in Philadelphia right now. I did not go back to Scottsdale. And the reason is because she has COVID-19.
Oh.
And I figured, you know what? It's probably in my best interest not to head back too soon and contract that. So
yeah.
She's going to have to fight that COVID on her own, I think.
Yeah. I think you should come up with a better excuse. Dengue fever. You know, like an actual illness that really makes people, because this is not 2020 anymore. You're like, you have COVID. Oh, you're not going to fly back because your girlfriend has COVID?
I don't want it.
Your fake girlfriend has fake COVID, so you're not going back out there? Okay.
If she had a cold, I wouldn't want to go back. I don't want to get sick.
You are a bit of a hypochondriac. That's a good point.
I'm a huge hypochondriac. I walk around with Purell.
Justin, put him in a bubble, will you?
Yeah. I mean, I see him at least 3 times an hour put Purell
okay,
on his
it's hand. Not, that's an exaggeration. That's,
that is not
that's,
a set. That's it's
insanity.
At least two.
No, I do it probably once an hour, depending on what I've touched. The stuff in here is disgusting, though, in my defense.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, don't you worry about the side effects of all that rubbing alcohol in your hands?
I don't really get sick all that frequently, so it's working, I think.
All right.
Nice cope.
I think I just jinxed myself. I'm definitely going to get diseased now.
Yeah, or maybe it's all the Coca-Cola you've had, but now your entire microbiome is so destroyed from all that soda that nothing can live inside you.
Hey, there are 3 people that I know that consume a great amount of Coca-Cola. It's me, Donald Trump, and Warren Buffett, and that's quite a trio, I think.
Yeah, you do not belong in the category of those other two, just for the record. Just saying. For the record,
why'd this segment have to devolve into bash Matt DeSantis? I didn't even do anything.
I don't know. It just felt like the appropriate time to do that.
Yeah, I guess we haven't done it all day, so
it's been a while.
Yeah.
Plus, we're inspired by Governor Tim Walz, who wants Democrats to be meaner and be bullies. And if anyone sounds like a tough guy bullying, it's Tim Walz. Cut 14.
Called out on this because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. It's because he is. Oh, the governor's being mean and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's an adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back. You push back. You make sure they know it's not there.
Tough guy, look at you. Man, you're such an alpha male. You're so tough. I'm so proud. See, when guys are really wimps, this is the way they talk, where they think that it's all about being a tough guy, sounding like a tough guy, that's the answer. They're also now, in addition to that, they're looking to try to spend $20 million how to talk to men, and now they're going and saying, in the past, they went after people that worked out, and they said this was a MAGA thing. Well, these MAGA zealots were working out and trying to be healthy, and now the Democrats are going, maybe we should go to the gym and see if people are using fitness and working out, and then maybe going up to them and saying, do you vote, bro? And then next thing you know, the Democrats are going to go, maybe we should try eating this steak thing. I hear there's a lot around that. Now, they're so clueless. And this is why CNN was out of their mind with this new poll that came out. And they couldn't believe it. Flabbergasted by polling numbers about how Democrats are falling even further behind than they really are. Cut number one.
After all of the waves, Kate Baldwin, after the last few months, the first 5 months of the Donald Trump presidency, right, the first 4 months of the Donald Trump presidency, that you expect that Democrats would have this massive lead on the economy. It ain't so. It ain't so. The party that is closest to your economic views, in November of 2023, it was the Republicans by 11 points. Now it's still within that range, still within that margin of error, plus 8-point advantage for the Republican Party. How is that possible, Democrats? How is that possible after all the recession fears, after the stock market's been doing all of this, after all the tariffs that Americans are against, and Republicans still hold an 8-point lead on the economy? Are you kidding me? If it was just this one CNN poll, that would be one thing. But take a look at Reuters Ipsos. What do we see here? Party with a better economic plan. Well, in May of 2024, just before Donald Trump was reelected president, Republicans had a 9-point advantage. Look at where we are now in May of 2025. The advantage actually went up by 3 points. Now Republicans have a 12-point advantage when it comes to the party with a better economic plan. And again, this is after months of supposed economic uncertainty in which the stock market's been going bonkers, in which the tariff wars that Americans are against have been going on. And yet, despite all of that, the Democrats are down by 12 points on the economy. This speaks to Democratic problems on the economy better than basically anything that you could possibly look at. The Republicans still hold an advantage on the all-important key issue of the day, which is the party of the middle class, has been a huge advantage for Democrats. I have polling from NBC going all the way back since 1989 when Democrats had a 23-point advantage. 2016, a 17-point advantage. But by this decade, we already started seeing declines back in 2022, where you saw that Democrats led, but only by 4 points, well within the margin of error. And now in our latest CNN poll among registered voters, which is the party of the middle class? It is tied. This, I think, speaks to Democratic ills more than anything else. They have traditionally been the party of the middle class. No more. Donald Trump and the Republican Party have taken that mantle away, and now a key advantage for Democrats historically has gone adios, amigos, and now there is no party that is the party of the middle class. Republicans have completely closed the gap, Kate.
Wow. He's very excited. But we've been saying this for how long now? I mean, this is nothing new. This is just them being excited. Fine. Welcome to the party, pal. We've been telling you this. What's not going to win back, quote unquote, working class voters? And remember, what do we mean by working class? I call it alpha class. It's the alpha voters is what we're talking about here. Everybody works in some capacity, except for the people that don't. But if you work in the faculty lounge or you work for the government, those are the Democrats' people. That's their base. That's their base of working voters. Everybody else who works for a living, they're all with the Republicans. It's the truth. I mean, it is. Now, look, you get some higher-ups in corporate America and you get other people like that, but then they want their taxes cut and they don't want their taxes raised. So while they may, in their heart, at one point, or maybe they don't like Trump or whatever, but they're also voting for their self-interest. So I don't think it's just working class in the sense of people that, quote unquote, work with their hands or whatever, their blue collar or whatever. I think anybody who's works outside of the faculty lounge, outside of government, is voting Republican for all those various reasons. I mean, Democrats want to raise taxes right now. And so we're back to the whole thing with the one big beautiful bill, as it's called right now. And there is, as Speaker Mike Johnson put it, and I think he said this, he talked about this. If you're able to work, then work. And this is the other thing. The other constituency of voters that Democrats have are the people that don't work. Let's face it, if you don't work, well, you're voting Democrat because you don't want people to make you actually have to work. And if you can work, well, there you go. So here's Speaker Mike Johnson on the issue. Cut 15.
Let's talk about that 4.8 million number. That is a CBO number, by the way, which estimates how many people would lose Medicaid if this bill were to go into law. The CBO.
Let me make
my point, and then I'll let you make your point. I think it's important to point out the CBO is not saying specifically those 4.8 million are engaging in fraud. They say many will lose coverage because of paperwork, red tape, or failing and falling short of the new rules. So just let me ask you directly, do you have any actual proof that these people are engaging in fraud? Millions of Americans, as you say.
This is a very important distinction. Those 4.8 million people will not lose their Medicaid unless they choose to do so. I will go into any town hall in any district in America and explain what this is, and every single person will nod their heads and go, oh, that makes sense. You're telling me that you're going to require the able body, these young men, for example, okay, to only work or volunteer in their community for 20 hours a week, and that's too cumbersome for them? I'm not buying it. The American people are not buying it. This is a new requirement. It should have been put in a long time ago. And the people who are complaining that these people are going to lose their coverage because they can't fulfill the paperwork, this is minor enforcement of this policy, and it follows common sense. When people work, when able-bodied young men work, it's good for them, for their dignity, their purpose, and it's good for the community they're in. If you can't find a job, then volunteer in your community for 20 hours, and you will meet the requirement. That is a basic minimal standard.
Good. Get out of the house and do something. It's good for you. It actually is really good for you. And Hakeem Jeffries is an insane person. He actually is now claiming people will die. So we heard this earlier, that people were going to die. We heard it earlier from David Brooks that Trump was literally killing people. He's killing people like Mao and Stalin and Pol Pot. I mean, he's not really those people. But, well, same thing with the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. People are going to die. Everyone's going to die. Cut 16.
This bill actually hurts everyday Americans in order to reward billionaires. It would strip away health care from approximately 14 million Americans. Premiums, co-pays, and deductibles for tens of millions more will go up Actually, if it ever were to be implemented into law, hospitals will close, nursing homes will shut down, and people will literally die.
People will literally die. Just falling down right there in the streets, dead. Got it? Good. All right. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in as we continue along all these issues today. But don't forget, we're going to be live, Grand Hotel, Cape May, New Jersey, June 20th. That's just in a couple weeks. So make sure you're there. Make your plans to be there. The show is free. You do not need a ticket. Just come on by and see us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, grandhotelcapemay.com. Dr. Mike Vinaria, my family's dentist, my buddy, my friend. I've known him for years because he's my dentist. Mom is the only first discovered him for our family. What sets him apart? Let's see. If it comes to something like a complicated dental implant, for over 10 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. So other dentists send their dentists to Dr. Mike Vinaria. Plus, he's just a great guy. Great music playing in the office. There's an office in Cinnaminson and an office in Woodbury, and they're both right over the bridge, and they're easy to get to. And the other part of this is that you want somebody who, you know, cares, actually cares about your health. And Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. That's this whole thing. Now, there are these chain dental offices out there. You see them all the time. Stay far away from those. Go to Dr. Vinaria. He's the local guy, and he's worth the drive, too, because that's the other thing. You don't want to go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best. The best of the best is Dr. Mike Vinaria, VinariaDental.com. And you'll love the fact that he's a great conversationalist, great music playing in the office. My kids go see Dr. Mike. And Bridget just got a beautiful brand new smile from him last year. I mean, her smile was beautiful before, but she had veneers that needed to be updated. And he did a great job. And her smile looks more beautiful than ever. So make your appointment to see him. Get a free dental implant consultation. If you already had an estimate for one, get a second opinion. It's worth doing. Just reach out to him at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or go to VinariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VinariaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, we got Spartacus in the news. Count Grandstangelo Spartacus Booker in the Tears of Rage band and his Nazi salute. Oh, can't say that. You can only say that if a Republican raises his arm in the air. And yeah, you know, it's funny. Bill Clinton, I thought he was I thought he was gone. I figured after the Epstein stuff, he would just disappear. But I guess now that Epstein's dead, I figured maybe Bill Clinton figures he can just come back. But he actually, believe it or not, he actually spoke about Joe Biden. He did. He actually spoke about Joe Biden. I figured he would have just never showed his face again. But he's out there, and somebody wanted his opinion on this, I guess. That's what I can't understand. It's like, what does anybody care what Bill Clinton has to say in this day and age? But let me play this clip for you. Yeah, he had a couple things to say, first of all. And I also got into what David Mamet said to Bill Maher. But Bill Clinton was asked about Biden's decline. And I mean, he's just this is from CBS Sunday Morning with Tracy Smith. And the book that everybody's talking about is Jake Tapper's book, Original Sin, Cut 20.
Speaking of aging, there's this book that came out that talks about Joe Biden and the people around him seeing that he had cognitive and physical decline. Did you ever have a moment with him where you thought maybe he was unfit to run for president? No.
I thought he was a good president. The only concern I thought he had to deal with was, could anybody do that job until they were 86? And we'd had several long talks. I had never seen him and walked away thinking he can't do this anymore. He was always on top of his briefs.
You never saw any cognitive decline?
So I didn't know anything about any of this, and I haven't read the book. I saw President Biden not very long ago, and I thought he was in good shape. But the book didn't register with me because I never saw him that way.
Why didn't you read the book?
I didn't want to, because he's not president anymore, and I think he did a good job, and I think we are facing challenges today without precedent in our history. And
yeah,
some people are trying to use this as a way to blame him for the fact that Trump was reelected.
You know what makes me laugh? Some people are trying to blame him and use this to say why Trump was reelected. It's called Democrats, by the way. Democrats are the ones blaming him because he lied to everybody, and they lied, and they covered this up, and then they were stuck with the worst candidate in American political history in Kamala Harris because they lied to everybody. That's why. So, yeah, the people who are upset are, it's your party. That's your party. And by the way, speaking of old geezers, he ran, it was like 50 years ago. He also was discussing his opposition to President Trump. And, you know, Bill's all in. I think he still thinks maybe Hillary's got a shot of running. I really do. I really think deep down inside, Bill Clinton, as much as he hates her and she hates him, I really believe he thinks he could become the first man. Like, that's his next goal. And he's not giving up on this. I mean, why not? She's up there in age, but so's Trump. And, you know, I mean, maybe. Who knows? But either way, he's part of the resistance now. Cut 21.
At this point, do you think there are any limits to President Trump's power?
Oh, yeah.
Who's stopping him?
The courts. The courts, including a lot of judges he appointed. And you know, he is looking for ways to basically defy all these court orders. But I think he'll have a hard time doing that. And if he does, I think it will hurt him in America. I mean, look, we've never seen anything like this before in my lifetime. Somebody says, whatever I want should be the law of the land. It's my way or the highway. And most Americans don't agree with that.
Whatever I want should be the law of the land. It's my way or the highway. whatever you wanted, you tried to make the law of the land too when you were president for two terms. Like, you know that, right? You went out there and you pushed all that and you did that. You also worked with Republicans back then too. You worked with Newt Gingrich when he was speaker. You worked to pass a balanced budget amendment. You tried to balance the budget. You did those things. You tried to get what you wanted done because that's what presidents, I don't know, do, I guess. But now for some reason, it's my way or the highway. And when you were president, you didn't have judges constantly stopping you all the time. So you were able to go ahead with your agenda. Now this president has somebody as a judge trying to stop him at every single turn. But this is what, you know, hey, listen, Bill Clinton, it's a young hottie he's talking to on that show. I'm making the point here. David Mamet is one of my favorite playwrights. And, you know, he's all in on Trump. He has been for a long time. But he's so talented, you can't get away from him. I mean, this is a guy that wrote Glengarry Glen Ross, which is actually on Broadway again, I believe. He wrote The Untouchables. He wrote the movie and the play. He wrote The Untouchables, the movie. He's written a lot of stuff. David Mamet is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guy. He went on the Club Random podcast. That's Bill Maher's podcast where he just gets basically smashed and just sits there and talks to somebody and either drinks or smokes weed or both. And he talked to David Mamet because Mamet, I think, has a new book out, if I'm not mistaken. And he told him that the first time that Trump called him, he was iffy on whether, well, you take a listen to this. This is cut 22.
Each book you get more right wing, I have to say. You get, like the last one, I remember you were on my show and it was like one line in it that was, and I said to you on the air, like, are you implying that Trump, that election was stolen by Biden? And you're, no, I didn't. You were kind of like hedging it. And now you're like,
You know what happened to me the next morning. You don't know what happened to me the next morning. I was on your show and you said, are you implying that the Trump meant that the election was stolen? And I was kind of iffy on it, right? Next morning, 8 o'clock, the phone rings. The woman on the phone says, Mr. Mamet, will you hold for the president? I said, wait a second, Biden is calling my president? It's Trump. It's during the Biden administration. And he says, David, it's Donald Trump. I say, Mr. President, thank you for calling. To what do I owe the honor? He said, I saw you on Bill Maher yesterday. You were great. He said, but you wussed out on the question of the stolen election. And then he talked to me for like 20 minutes about how the election was stolen.
But it wasn't.
Well, I think it was.
Boom. I think it was. Wow. Look at that. See, a lot of people do, and a lot of people thought that then, or they didn't, and then they looked at the numbers of this last election, and they said, well, there's like millions of people that voted in bigger numbers in COVID than did in 2024. Like, that makes no sense. What happened to all those people? But David Mamet doesn't give a blank. He's just going to say whatever he wants to say. Bill Maher can't stand that, of course, obviously. But he also told Bill Maher that he's full of it for blaming Trump for January 6th. And he's right. Trump told everybody to march there peacefully. People will do what they want to do. Adults act the way they act. But we also need to get to the bottom of, and I do hope that Cash Patel and Dan Bongino will give us all the names of all the people involved from the FBI that day. I know I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure you are as well. But good for David Mamet for pushing back on this point. Cut 23.
If a prize fighter loses, it doesn't inspire people to riot.
How did he inspire people to riot?
By not conceding the election.
Oh, come on.
What?
Come on. So wait a second. He didn't say the words, I concede, and so that meant people rioted?
Yes. What do you think January 6th was about?
What do you think January 6th was?
It was about people who did not hear their leader say, as every other leader in this country has said after an election, okay, I lost. We welcome the new guy. We had disagreements, but now we're all Americans. When Obama took over, George Bush stood by next to him and he said, we want you to succeed because when you succeed, Trump didn't do any of that.
Okay. So what? Well,
so what? It inspires half the country to not accept the basic democratic principle that we have elections and when you lose, you go away and then you become the loyal opposition.
Well, look,
they don't see themselves as the loyal.
You like me have built a career out of nothing except talent and a little bit of luck and a lot of hard work, which you're full of. I don't understand when you say that he did not say the words I concede cause half the country, which you just said, to riot.
Oh, love it. I love it. I love it. You are full of blank. Look, Mamet's talented. So is Bill Maher. But Bill Maher is full of blank. And I'm glad David Mamet said that, by the way, because it's true. All right, we got to take a quick break. But we got a lot more to talk about before the show ends today. I want to remind you, June 20th is what? It's Cape May. That's right, June 20th, Grand Hotel of Cape May. Don't forget, we're going to be there live for it, okay? Coming right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Little Brian Stelter's back, and he's got a movie, and I don't think he's old enough yet to go see a movie. And based on his voice, just the way he talks, because he sounds like he's going through puberty all the time. But Brian Stelter, again, for CNN, one of the people who's out there believing that, you know, there's this thing. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep putting people in groups and boxes. Democrats can't figure out why they have lost so many white people that work for a living and don't work for Harvard or the government. They're what I call alpha workers. They've also lost black ones and Latino ones, too. But let's focus on the white ones for a second. I have a new film. And so Brian Stelter and Russell Contreras at Axios, touting a new movie. It's streaming on Tuesday. Get your tickets now, because I don't know if this is going to be a hot one. No doubt about that. The White Fear Industrial Complex. And filmmaker Andrew Goldberg aimed to explore the U.S. conservative political machine amassing power by exploiting racial fault lines, white grievance in America. Okay. All right. So on the one hand, you got David Brooks out there saying it's a lie that Obama let white workers down or left them behind or whatever. But now there's a new one. It's a white grievance industry or something. Take it. Cut 26.
Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization.
How many innocent Americans have these people hurt?
Fear is the best motivator.
When Mexico sends its people...
They're invading, they're murdering, they're raping.
How many moms are grieving because of our sanctuary cities?
You don't have to talk about politics. You have to talk about how the brain of a human works.
Critical race theory is poison.
These people hate white people.
There is now a white fear industrial complex.
Mexican criminals, Black Lives Matter terrorists,
radical Islamic terrorism.
Where many people get very rich and very powerful by telling white America that they are under constant assault.
They want to steal your liberty, your freedom.
I want surveillance of certain mosques.
This is strategic racism.
We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob.
Tapping into white grievance and anxiety?
I mean, you're just overwhelmed by the lies.
Chaos in the streets.
All right, let's stop it right there. You get the point, right? Now, but this is not fear-mongering, though. I want you to understand that. This is not fear-mongering in any way, shape, or form. Jasmine Crockett, all right? That this is not fear-mongering. You already heard people are going to die. That was one of the things they said from Hakeem Jeffries. People are going to die. Jasmine Crockett with the One Big Beautiful Bill. Ready? Cut 17.
So the idea that you would go through and you would, like, gut critical things, things that literally people rely on to live, also that, say, maybe somebody can go and buy yet another jet or another yacht. It just doesn't seem right because it isn't right. This is literally a reverse Robin Hood of literally stealing from those that need resources the most and giving it to those that are rich.
Got it? That's not fear-mongering. Telling you people are going to die if the bill passes, not fear-mongering. That it's stealing money and giving it, not fear-mongering. Not at all. Understand that. Good. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria is our big story sponsor. It's about care. It's about compassion. It's not about cost. Stay away from those chain dental offices and go to the guy, our guy, the local guy, but worth the drive to get to, and two offices in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So there's no excuse. VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com. Coming up, AI is going to kill you. No, I'm serious. Mark my words about this. That's fear-mongering, but it's true fear-mongering because I'm the one telling you, and so you can believe it. So don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.